We're talking about a very important sefer or set of svarim today that I think are not as well known but are very, very helpful to be aware of. Many of us are aware that in the realm, let's say, of halacha or in the realm of lamdas, there are a lot of like svarim that will be likutim, that will tell you what other people said and that they'll organize it in a very nice and tight way. Many of us know if we're learning Gemara, we can look in the Masifta and it'll give us a lot of the basic shitas. There are a lot of svarim out there that do a fantastic job at that. What is often uniquely challenging is what exactly you do in the realm of machshava. In the realm of machshava and sometimes musar, it becomes much more complicated to be able to sort of like develop ideas and know what people say. There are many less svarim that are able to sort of really identify what are yisodos and what are good mar makomos and the like. And that becomes a particular kind of challenge. The former mashgiach of our yeshiva, Moshe Tsuriel, if Tsuriel wrote tens and tens of svarim, he was an enormous baki and a fascinating person. Tsuriel, American originally, learned in Eretz Yisrael, then spent some time in Merkaz Haraf, then spent some time in Kol Chazanish, then lived in Bnei Brak, put out an enormous amount of svarim. He was a very out-of-the-box kind of person in many, many, many ways. He was a tremendous baki. He really had an amazingly impressive knowledge of Shas, of Shulchan Aruch, of a lot of Sifrei Machshava and Sifrei Kabbalah. He put out a lot of editions of Sfarim. He put out some editions of Sifrei Kabbalah, put out some editions of others of Sifrei Machshava. He wrote a lot of articles in Halacha, but a lot of his Sfarim, what I think are some of the almost like the most important Sfarim, at least for me, he has certain Sfarim where he wrote, where he really collects in a very nice way, in the realm of Musar and at times Machshava, you know, seven different answers to this question, or he gives you good direct. They were based in Cheskel, which were many years ago, but the Sfarim Otros HaMusar are very, very nice Sfarim. He has a particular kind of Sefer, which he has many volumes of. It's under this larger series called Otros Gedola Yisrael, Otros Gedola Yisrael, where he has a bunch of volumes. There's a nice three-volume set of a bunch of them, where what he did in the Otros Gedola Yisrael was he took in each Sefer one or two, two or three different very prominent Bali Machshava. And what he tries to do is to open up their world of Torah to you in fascinating ways. Does it on the Gra, on the Maral, on Rav Hirsch, on Rambam, on I think even like the Ralbag. He put out a lot of Nitzit for sure, put out a lot of editions of Abarbanel and things like that. It's fascinating. But this Sefer, what it is as follows. It's good to really be aware of. The Sefer, as an example, Otros HaRambam, what it is he goes through in the beginning some general introductions to Rambam. What are all the different Sfarim that Rambam wrote? Why he wrote these Sfarim? Again, collecting from the Rambam's writings. But why he wrote these Sfarim? He goes through also some small different articles about it, how the Rambam related to Kabbalah and things like that. But then what he does is he really organizes based on topic, tells you where the Rambam wrote about different topics. So if I wanted to know where the Rambam speaks about Avas Hashem, so I can see here he speaks about Hilchos Tshuva, quotes about things like Hilchos Tshuva, Hilchos Torah, Sefer Mitzvos, Mor Nevuchim, Hakor Peres HaMishnah in Avos here. I don't know where he spoke about Umas HaOlam. Different halachas, again, here from different places. But everything from Peres HaMishnah to Mor Nevuchim to Rambam Yisrael HaTorah to letters of the Rambam here from the Igros. And it gives you this like unbelievable capacity to track down the Rambam's take on those particular topics. If you want to understand Rambam Shita about something, that becomes, you know, incredibly important. You could make the argument that some of these Sfarim have become a bit less critical in a world of Bar Ilan and online searches. That is partially true and partially not true. It's partially true with the resource we have to get directed to other Rambams is definitely there. But searches are not as good as a person who spent their life going through it. Because they're often pieces that don't have the word that you're looking for, but they're directly relevant and if Turiel is going to quote it. Like, to be able to have the breadth of being able to know sometimes, you know, why things are where they are, etc., and to give the context for it, even here looking at it, after you go to Rambam, pointing out, you know, this is from Krisis Vavman Aleph, and there's Yerushalmi and Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph, and look at the Karban Eda there, and the Pnei Moshe there. You know, he almost can't control his Bekiyas, even as he tries to quote other Sfarim. He needs to go, and even giving you the different editions of it, there's a lot that is beneficial here as far as Tshuvas, not only Sfarim, even in Bar Ilan, if you're searching for it. But it ends up being very, very helpful. He does the same thing in the Maral. Maral, articles about the Maral. Maral on Eretz Yisrael. And, you know, that. But then he goes through, sometimes it's even just like a very quick, you know, mar makom of where things are. what's unique about Reb Tzuriel is that there are people who are holding, let's say, in Rambam. Rambam people in philosophy are not always people that are also Mikubalim. And Mikubalim are not always people that are Maral people the same way. And Maral people aren't always Reb Hirsch people. Reb Hirsch people aren't always Ralbag people. And Ralbag people aren't always Reb Cook people. He has like many volumes of really thick on Otos Haraya on Reb Cook. He was a very out-of-the-box kind of a person. Made him a little bit controversial at times. But he had this like unique capacity for ever looking to learn Machshava and Machshava in depth and see different Svarim on it. He really does a fantastic job collecting even from resources he may not have access to. You know, how come the Gra tried to make Aliyah and didn't make Aliyah? So I'll summarize for you 7 or 8, you know, whatever it is, different approaches to things. It's a wonderful set of Svarim to be aware of. The Otos Gedolei Yisrael. He has an Tzadok also. He has in the Ramchal. Just an out-of-the-box kind of a person who was amazing. He has mentioned the past a bunch of times. Shulchan Aruch was originally written through to go through once a month. All of Shulchan Aruch was what Tzuriel did. So I believe the line he said, Shulchan Aruch with Ber Hetiv. The line he said was, it's very hard in the beginning, but after a while, it's like reading a comic book. Like, you get used to it enough, you can just flip the pages and, like, move pretty quickly. That's not true for all of us, but he was this, like, enormous bucky. I think when he was here in the yeshiva, when guys had to prepare chaburas, they would just, this is before my time, but guys would just go over to him and say, I want to give a chabura on X, and he would, on the spot, write for you a list of mar makomos for your chabura. That's true in halachic topics also. He was a very out-of-the-box kind of a thinker about a lot of different issues. A very creative person, despite being in the 20th century. Messing around. But he has a lot of, these farm are really great in Hashkafa, Yerushamayim, Musar, Machshava, a lot of things that are here that are good to be aware of. These farm, again, Otros Gedolei Yisrael, on individual people. This two-volume Sefer, Otros HaMusar, is on topics where it goes lots of different people. Lots of Mamari Chazal and Rishonim and Bali Musar and Chassidus on things. It's great to be aware of the Torah of Reb Tzuriel. So, yeah, probably a good opportunity.